Now, boys and girls, last time you remember, we finished all of those lessons in the Old Testament scriptures of God. And then we looked at that period that we have between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so this morning we begin to look at all that the New Testament has to tell us, especially about Jesus Christ, our Savior, of course, and how we become Christians through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Everything that he did in order that we might be reconciled to God, that we might be at one with God again, that we might be saved and converted and become Christians to the glory of his name. Now, the New Testament really begins, as far as incidents, as far as things that happen are concerned, with the birth of two babies. Now, both of the babies are important, of course, but one much more important than the other. The first baby that we're told about being born was the one who was to come to be called John the Baptist. And, of course, the second baby who was born was none other than our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And in the birth of both of the babies, of course, we see the hand of God, even in John the Baptist being born before our Lord Jesus Christ. Because away back in the Old Testament scriptures of God, God had said that he would send one before, ahead of Jesus Christ the Savior, and he would point men and women to Jesus Christ the Savior once he himself would come and would begin to preach the gospel of our salvation. Now, also in the birth of both the babies, of course, an angel is sent from God to tell the ones who are going to be the parents of the two babies that the babies are to be born. The first one is sent to a man called Zacharias, who was a very old man, and his wife was also a very old woman called Elizabeth. And Zacharias was a priest in Israel. And one day when he was in the temple, and he was right in the temple, and he was making prayers for the people before God, the angel of the Lord came to Zacharias and he said, "Zacharias, your prayer is heard. God has heard your prayer, and Elizabeth, your wife, is going to bear a child, and you shall call his name John." Now, they must have prayed for that child many, many years before, because they were now both very old. But God was going to come, and just as he did with Abraham and Sarah, so God was going to overrule things. God was going to make it to be right so that Elizabeth was going to bear that child. And that child, as I say, of course, that was the one who was going to become and be called John the Baptist. Now, also in Galilee, in a place called Nazareth, and I'm sure you know this very well, another angel was sent to a young girl called Mary. And the angel came to Mary and he told her, much more important thing, of course, even than that which Zacharias was told. He said, "Mary, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. The power of Almighty God is going to overshadow you. And he says, that which is going to be born of you shall be the Son of God." And you know, boys and girls, that's one of the most miraculous, one of the greatest miracles of the Word of God that we're told about. Because you see, what was happening was this, that God was going to come himself into this world to save men and women. You know that hymn that we sometimes sing, "There was none other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. There was no angel that could bring us salvation. There was no man that could bring us salvation," because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so God himself decided that he himself would become man. And so when that one was born, whom we call Jesus Christ our Savior, he was God being made man in order to save us unto God forever and ever. It's a great mysterious thing, but the Bible makes it very, very clear. You remember that there are three persons in the Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And God the Son, then, the Son of God, he became the Son of Man. He became like a man in order to save men to the glory of God. And so you see that tremendous thing that was told that young girl, Mary. And so she ran away off And she told Elizabeth, who was her cousin, you know, the Bible tells us a marvelous thing. It says that when Mary came into the house and told Elizabeth what had been told her, that the baby, John, leaped in her womb for joy. A tremendous thing. You see, they were great mysterious things that were taking place. And so in God's appointed time, John was born. And then 6 months later, in God's appointed time, Jesus was born to Mary of Nazareth. You know that story so well, I'm sure you do, how they went down to Bethlehem because he was to be of the same family line as David the king, because he, of course, was going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so when they went to Bethlehem and were there in Bethlehem, then it says the time came that Mary should bring forth her firstborn son, and she called his name Jesus. And the angel had told Joseph to call his name Jesus because, he says, he shall save his people from their sins. You remember how the shepherds were out in their field watching over their flocks, and the angel told them to go to Bethlehem, and there you shall find the young child wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, lying in a feeding trough, because that was the only place they could find to lay him. The King of all the world, boys and girls, the Creator of the ends of the world, God Almighty. You see, he was laid in that feeding trough. All of that, part of the salvation of our souls. That's why, boys and girls, that's why we should be so grateful that God ever sent forth his Son, that Jesus, the Son of God, ever came in all the way that he did in order to save our souls. And so the two babies are born, and we're not told very much about them until there comes that time when John the Baptist comes preaching in the wilderness, and then when Jesus comes and John says, "This is the one of whom I spoke, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So we're into the New Testament, and as the New Testament then unfolds for us page after page after page, all of those things that point us to Jesus Christ the Savior.